Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the Rose and Shine podcast, featuring the Swedish sisters Josefine Roos and Victoria Roos Olsen. Based in Stockholm and New York, we share experiences from our international lives and careers. Shine podcast. This is Josefine Roos
and Victoria Roos Olsen, sending from Stockholm.
So today the goal with this episode is to get some and give some inspiration for the fall 2018.
Yes, we want to give us and you an opportunity to reflect on what you want to get out of this fall, actually.
So we'll talk about some challenges to consider in order to get a great fall for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That really gives you an energy boost. We have prepared a Pep Sheet. A Pep Sheet, it's a worksheet, really. And the ambition with the Pep Sheet is to shift the focus from our stories and examples into your life. It's really a tool to help you reflect and put the inspiration into concrete actions for yourself.
So after having listened to our podcast, what you can do is that you can go into our brand new website, roseandshine.com. We'll have all of our pep sheets and you can download them from there.
So let's go into the fall. It's end of August. Is there anything that we want to bring with us from summer into fall?
Yeah, that lovely feeling of summer.
One thing that I really want to bring into the fall from summer is this easy, lovely way of socializing that I think you end up having in the summer, you know, with your friends and family and all these gatherings. It's lovely. And I want to do more of that in the fall.
Oh, that's good. We had a really, we kicked off the summer with a really healthy and kind of crazy detox.
I know.
Yeah. That half of the family had to embark on, and that was called the Detox Police. I'm very inspired by it. So we'll talk about it a little bit in later of the episode. I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But I'll certainly do a bit more of that this fall.
Yeah, that's great. We could almost have called this episode Back to School, because that's almost like the feeling, remember? When, you know, after summer.
Remember it so well. We were lucky, like each year, at least I got a new backpack.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go to the store and shop that and you put new paper into your bench and all of that stuff. And it was lovely. It was wonderful to go back to school. So we wanted to talk about that. So what are you excited about this fall, Vic?
Oh, actually quite a few things. Super excited about finally finalizing this book that I'm writing with two of my American colleagues and this actually amazing team that we're writing it all together.
A leadership book, right?
Yeah, a book for our first level managers. So that's going to be great to get that done and completed.
And have author on your CV, actually.
I know, it's pretty cool. So that will be a lot of fun. So that's one really exciting thing. Then I have some super fun leadership workshops that I'm looking forward to that I'm going to be facilitating. And one really cool thing is launching this Rose and Shine that we're doing and see how that's going to take off.
It's super exciting. It's our little baby now.
We spend all summer working on it. And finally, in November, going for our yoga retreat. Well, becoming yoga teachers.
Stepping out of our comfort zone.
I know. Big time. Goodness me. All right. So we'll talk about that later. That's great. And I have other things not so exciting also, you know, ahead of me. I'm going to have a knee surgery. And, you know, all these things that. But, you know, let's just think about the positives. Mm-hmm. What are the key ingredients to have a great fall?
Mm. Well, I mean, there's several ingredients, and what we thought about was the number of questions that you could mentally ask yourself in order to prepare. So we're always keen on preparation and asking about the goals and kind of setting, you know, what is it that you want to achieve? Of course, you can have a great fall without thinking about this, but if you do plan and outline a little bit, then you have something to work towards and kind of know if you've had a great fall or not.
Yeah, that's true.
We wanted to spend some time reflecting on the important questions and what really makes the difference. How do you do that, Vicky?
I really love spending time and being quite focused on those things. Usually, whenever a new year starts, I review my mission of who I want to be. I look at my different roles, go through and kind of set my goal for the year. During summer and towards the end of the summer, I kind of do this midterm check. Mm-hmm. How is it going? Where am I? Am I on the right track? Am I still having a good time? Did I forgot some of the stuff I wrote, you know, around the new year? And then I kind of
said...
And have
you changed some of the goals as well?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because things change around. I mean, not the big goals, but like the where I want to focus and spend my time on, maybe because of things that have happened during the first six months. And so I kind of revisit them and see, am I on track or do I want to do other things? Should I change a little bit? So what we've done is that we've prepared some questions for you and we'll throw them out now. What are all these things that really excite you about the fall? So identify what is it that I'm really happy about that this is going to happen, whether it's weekend date with some friends, it's a new job that you're starting or going shopping for fall fashion, whatever it might be.
Yeah, and then thinking about what your ambitions are and what you want to achieve by the end of the year. And again, it's not just achieving. I mean, it might even be a more stressless life.
Yeah, actually not achieve so much, maybe.
Exactly.
So that's one thing. And then, so when you set those goals, to really take the time to identify, so what are the key actions needed to make that happen? What is it really that I need to do if I want that to happen? And take time out to do that.
Exactly, because that's really about the realization, right?
Yeah.
And then, are there any new habits that I want to bring with me into my fall? So that would be nice things maybe that happen during the summer or that you want to continue to do, but also whether there's something that you really need to change or want to do differently.
Do you have any new habits or habits you want to reinforce maybe for you this fall?
It's a little bit about going back to the rituals and going back to having your routines, which I really like, especially the morning rituals. I think now I focused a lot of work on workouts last year in the spring. I think now because of the yoga retreat, my new kind of habit is to do more yoga. So really get a class in each week as well.
That's really good. So that's a habit.
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, do you want to learn something new? And you are crazy about learning, right? I mean, that's great.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I mean, yeah, I
100 things.
Yeah, I feel passionate about learning. And I think learning is a great thing. Wherever you are in life, to just really see what can I do? What are the new things that I can learn? And challenge yourself to get out a little bit of your comfort zone. Live longer and have a more active brain.
And never did we know that we were going to learn so much about microphones and recording equipment.
Editing.
Yeah.
And it fits well because I, as you know, I'm on this challenge for myself, a 100-day learning challenge, where I really set up that I want to learn new things. I want to read books that I'm usually not reading, which could be something like Factfulness by Hans Rosling that I really like.
Yeah.
Or right now, that's what kind of triggered the decision for us to go as yoga teachers. Because that's really also, again, doing something different, training your body and your mind in a different way. Yeah, so I would really recommend to think about when you look into a new period of your life, not only what you want to achieve, but what are the new things that you want to learn?
Yeah. So, and these are, we have written those down into the pep sheets.
Yeah.
So that's something that you can go and sit down and reflect upon yourself and develop your own fantastic fall.
Yeah. And So another thing that I think is a key ingredient to have a good time in life in general is to have solid and good social relations in your life.
Yeah.
Meaningful relations.
Yeah. And there's several different places for that. So at work or with friends or at home. And yeah, no, it's super important. And at different stages also, it's been quite, you know, for us and me recently having moved so much, you have to not take for this, you can't really take for granted your friendships and your networks. You constantly have to build them.
You constantly have to work on it, yes. Right? It's just like your body and your health. It's not something that you can do once and then it's done, would say. So you have moved a lot, as I have I, you know, but what do you do to really, what are your best ideas to quickly create a social network when you come to a new place?
Well, some of these things I've tried and some of this I've been inspired by others who've been doing. I heard about a really nice thing, which is starting like a cooking club, like a social club for bringing together, you know, some really nice women that you met somehow in your network, and once a month make a really nice meal. It's a great way of getting to know people. Can then also become really fun if you get to know each other better and, you know, really develop your friendships. But also book clubs where you meet on a monthly basis and you have something. It's very good because then you have something very concrete to talk about. You have an opener, an icebreaker.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you have to be brave. You have to put yourself out there a little bit.
Definitely, that's it. I would say socially is to also try to aim all these boring things that you kind of have to, and I, you know, you don't have to do anything, of course, but like parent-teacher meetings, and
you kind of have to go to parent-teacher
meetings. Well, you'd be surprised how many actually don't go. The older the children get, you know, the less people in the classroom. But what I've done in the past few years, my girls are teenagers now, is to really suggest to all the parents, hey, instead of having that meeting, let's just go out for parent drink instead. And that is creating, and really, it's been so many more parents coming to the drink than to the actual school meeting.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then that's where you create that relation that you want to have, and that makes it easier if things are not great at school and you can talk and you have a forum for that.
Yeah. But you're really excellent at that. I mean, just now we were in a shopping mall and you saw a couple of people that you know. I mean, I guess you know them quite well, but you're really kind of outreaching and really say hi. And
she came up behind me. Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean the others?
And I think that's so great because my husband always jokes otherwise about the opposite, about the Swedish politeness where we sometimes, you know, we see people, but we feel like maybe we don't want to bother them. Maybe they don't want to say hi to us right now at this
moment. We didn't
get
so much of that, I think.
Yeah, I think I did sometimes. I think you don't have that, but I can sometimes be a little bit more like, oh, maybe that person doesn't want me to disturb them right now, so I'm not going to say hi. And then I have you or my husband, who is a completely different cultural with the New Zealand culture, where you kind of need to say hi to everyone, even though like 500 meters away. But it's a good way to be social and get new friends.
To be honest, I think a lot of people feel that way, that, oh, they don't want to bother. But then when they get approached, they're really happy about it most of the time.
And maybe find it a bit weird that the Swedish girl is ignoring them.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Walking down the street, thinking that she's doing a favor to everybody involved.
Yeah, exactly. So I let's go out there more. And I've read quite a few articles on it. I think a lot of people today have the challenge that they don't really have enough friends, that they're missing those close relationships. And I read about this great initiative, one app called Go Friendly.
Yeah.
And it's not a dating app, but it's really to get new friends.
Yeah, so it's these three Swedish women, right? They started this app because they wanted to have more friends. And then you can connect with other women. And I've heard something similar in New York. And it's super cool.
Yeah, and this Bumble also have one called BFF. And I think it's quite an important thing. And our advice, I guess, is just take it seriously. Go out there and don't be shy.
Yeah, and use apps and technology if that helps.
Yeah, and maybe some of you are sitting listening now and thinking, hey, my challenge is not having enough friends. I have so many friends.
Yeah.
But maybe rather thinking, but what about more of a network that's going to boost me? Maybe people from having different careers or at work. I would like to have a bigger network, etc. I think it's super important also that you want to do those social things, but you might also, you should go and take initiatives at work to create a social space. And
I started one. Actually, I'm really lucky. I have these fantastic colleagues. So we're a really fun team. And I know, in New York, at the UN. Together with a colleague of mine, we jokingly started the social committee. And it's really, it's mainly me and a little bit him sending out these emails and making sure that we get along for a drink and an after work here and there, you know, once a month. It's a really nice way of actually getting to chat with some of these colleagues that you don't really work with so closely.
A great initiative,
yeah,
I think.
So even if you're just one, you can still start a social committee and then hopefully people will come along.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah, and then we have been working on something the entire summer.
So we have something for you guys if you want to have more of a community and more of a network.
We call it the Rose and Shine community.
This big idea is coming from us being quite natural connectors and getting to hear often from friends and bosses and colleagues that we are connectors, and we are. So this idea of Rose and Shine sprung from this desire that we wanted to connect the amazing women that we felt that we already had in our networks. And we wanted to connect them with each other so that they can start to boost and learn and grow from the information that they already sat on, basically.
We kind of felt that there's so much good knowledge and great things happening out there that we felt that if women could just take that a step further and amplify each other, there would be quite some power coming out from that.
Exactly. And all with all the positive, or all of the movements going on right
not
now.
Not every movement so positive. Positive,
but many also are. There's really this kind of female power now going on. We really felt that we wanted to be part of that.
We want to contribute.
Force. Exactly.
We want you to be part of it too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the idea of Rose and Shine. And we are a community that you can join, can be inspired by, hopefully our podcasts and our websites. But you can also take kind of an active part of it. We will have monthly challenges that you can be part of, when you can share and connect with other women, and also, you know, receive from us updated information and so on. But really the idea is being part of a community and
Yeah, and there will be clubs, and you'll hear more about it throughout this fall, and you can read on our homepage as well to find out more information. But it's really something that we hope will really give a boost and energy to lots of women in our network and beyond.
Yeah, so it's very easy. You can just click join our community on our website, Rose and Shine.
So we've talked about the power of really setting that goal and viewing where you want to go. We've talked about the strength of having a social network, great relationships that really gives you value. Then we spoke about something you said you wanted to bring from the summer, and it was your detox. And that kind of goes into the next stepping stone into having a great fall, I'd say. And that's the issue of health, to really take care of your health. I'm thinking, why don't you start sharing a little bit of your detox?
I can, absolutely. It's been on our lips. We've been talking a lot about it this summer. I guess when you do anything about food, you think about it and obsess about it a little bit. And detox, I think, can have a negative ring to it as well. I have not just been drinking fruit juices teas. But I was really inspired by a doctor in America who's written a very famous bestseller book. He's Dr. Hyman. Mark Hyman, and he has a book called The 10-Day Detox for a Blood Sugar Solution or something like that. I read it and it really went hand in hand with the ideas that I have around health, which is eating really clean, i.e. nothing processed or sugars or wheat or not too much dairy. Eating sensible and not being hungry, really taking care of yourself for kind of a lasting health. So I did that in April or thought, okay, this is amazing. I feel great after doing this. I felt, okay, I have to get our parents on to do this. Because I really thought that it would boost them and I want them to have a long, healthy, happy life.
And that's how you got the name The Detox Police.
Exactly. So it was a lot of reluctance when this idea was presented.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
They will be listening too.
I said to the start, I'm going to give them credit soon. But then I came home, so we decided, you know, I had to be there. I had to be the detox police, basically, and, you know, teach how the mixer works and the blender and all that.
Yeah.
So we did that for 10 days, and I facilitated this process where, you know, you have to kind of reflect and write down questions on how are you feeling. And, of course, you need to follow more or less, to varying extent, a strict schedule of what you eat for 10 days. So it's not, you know, insurmountable.
But then the idea is to keep some of good habits and continue with
them. Absolutely. Yeah. The idea is that you should feel so amazing during these 10 days that you want to change the way that you eat.
Yeah.
And it worked. I think our parents really want to change.
Yeah, it did. But it was also not only did you actually do the detox? There were like exercises around it to think about and reflect.
Exactly. So it really is, I think, I mean, I'm clearly not sponsored by this book yet, but I'd really recommend it. So yeah, it is really a holistic approach. So it's everything from the morning walk to how you eat during the day, to how you reflect about it. And it's even about having an evening bath. And of course you can pick and choose a little bit, even though the book will promote that you do everything.
Yeah.
But all of this to say that I was so happily surprised to see that my parents really embraced it. Felt fantastic, and so did everyone else. And after that, we had these kind of really nice letting go weeks with food. So now, Monday, coming back to New York, I'm going to order my, you know, Amazon Fresh and get all of the healthy food and do it for 10 more days.
That's a great start.
Yeah.
So I have what I want to do to really keep it up is to nail my morning routine. Do the yoga, which I've done for quite some years, about 10 or 15 minutes. Now I really would like to take it a step further and add some meditation, some reflection.
It's tricky.
Why are you laughing?
No, because we've been trying meditation. But I mean, it's really good.
Yeah. Let's see. 5 minutes, I'm thinking. The person that is recommending says 25 minutes. But I think that's a bit ambitious. I think 5 minutes to just start with that.
Yeah, that's good.
Like as a morning routine. So that's my kind of health goal.
Perfect.
And try to eat. I mean, I really like Food Pharmacy and The Health Revolution, those books. That gives me a lot of energy. And I think it's important for me going into this knee surgery that I eat as good as possible to heal as quick as possible.
Yeah. So Food Pharmacy is this really amazing book by two Swedish authors, which really is about gut health and the importance of gut health for your whole system. Yeah. So, and it's available in English as well. So I can really recommend that. And and it's a famous blog.
They're cool girls. So then, Miss Josephine, you are what I've named you, the director of looking good.
I do really embrace that title, even though potentially a little bit like hard to live up to. But I do like
The title. The title, yeah, exactly, which makes it even better fitting. So, director looking good for Rose and Shine. What is your advice for the fall?
So, it's not the director that I'm supposed to look good, but the things are...
You look good and you like when things look good. Okay, so, you know, what are your advice for looking good this fall?
Oh, but the fall is fantastic in the sense that it's like you can make your wardrobe a little bit new again. You can finally start to wear a little bit more clothing, cool knits and...
So, basically what you do... which you do every fall, I know that, is that you sit down and you define what are the pieces that are missing from my wardrobe, which ones am I going to pick, which style is it going to be, what's that standoff item that will really make a difference.
Yeah. And actually, I think it did something that works quite well that I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. You encouraged me to buy this really nice raincoat. And I bought a funny, happy, pink raincoat. And I think... getting some of those pieces went for the weather that is kind of shitty days and too rainy. It kind of lifts you up a little bit. Helps during these less charming.
That makes you look forward to the raining days. Oh, that's our dog. Yeah, so I think that's a really nice way of getting a positive energy there.
And have a haircut. So if I get this director looking good, you clearly are the queen and director of planning.
I kind of like the queen of planning even better.
It sounds a little bit nicer. What about the plan? How do we, should we plan for the fall?
Yes, definitely. We should plan. Whether or not you like planning, it's important. Really what it means is that you take charge of what's going to happen in your life and in your fall. You know, having done some of the reflections that we've, the questions we put out to you there, is really thinking about what are the most important ingredients in my life? What is it that's going to make this fall a really good fall? Whatever challenges that you're facing, you know, it could be that some of us have tougher things ahead than others. And then it's really, how do I make the best out of it? And some are ready to go, wow, I'm going to go all in and take that next level, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's really identifying those key actions that will make a big difference and put them into your calendar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really make sure that you identify what it is that you're going to do, how long time you need to do it, and put it there before anyone else starts to add things into your calendar. Mm. And so many people make the mistake of just putting appointments in their calendar. But really what you need to do to get a good view of what it's really that you're up to, you need to put in things. Doing your workout, for example, should be in your calendar. And it's also proven that if you've scheduled it and if it's in your calendar, the likelihood of it to happen is so much bigger than if just talking about that I'm going to do workout 3 days a week or something.
No, that's really good. And I think that sometimes you have these bigger goals and you don't put them into the calendar.
No, exactly. That's a very common mistake.
And you need the time slots for them to actually happen. And you can't just say, this year I'm going to start investing money or whatever. You need to actually set Tuesday nights, I'm going to look into investment plans.
Exactly. That's a great example of just, it's not going to start happening by itself. If that's what you want to do, take charge of your finances, for example, to really say, okay, how much time is it likely to take me to really fully grasp the picture, to meet them, you know. So maybe your first week is really to sit down and do a plan. The next week you want to call that financial advisor or read on that homepage or whatever it is. Don't just plan your work activities, but take a holistic viewpoint to your calendar and make sure that the important things get there. So that's kind of my key advice, really.
Very good. We reached the end of the episode. So yeah, go into our website, download the pep sheet if you want to have a better look at your own fall.
Yeah, reflect a little bit. I guess that's what we want to throw out.
Exactly. Don't let the summer go unpassed. You can also reflect a little bit back to the summer and then what you're bringing with you into the fall.
We've prepared some questions for you. We're looking forward to have you back on our next episode. And we're looking forward to have you join our community, Rose and Shine.
Absolutely. Ciao.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.